Today, the last in this week's series of Radio Rookies stories, this time from 15-year-old Christy Liu. Since her father was hit by a car 6 years ago, Christy has watched him deal with a back injury that causes him great pain and keeps him out of work. His doctor has said the disability hinders movements like lifting and recommended he get vocational training, but Christy says her dad never did because the pain was just too much. Christy's mother now works overtime.
Bye.
Ooh, I'll see you later.
See you later, baby.
My mom just left for work. It's 5:31. I have no idea how she wakes up in the morning like that every day.
My mom wakes up for work very early, and she comes home late at night.
I'm gonna go back to sleep.
It was different when I was younger. I would be in school and then pretend to be sick just so my mom could pick me up and take me home with her. It was so cool for it to be just her and me for an entire day. My dad and I had been here in the U.S. for 4 years without her. That first day, when my mom was at the bus stop with my dad, waiting for me to get home, was the greatest day ever. For the next couple of years, my mom went to school to learn English and spent a lot of time with me. My dad did deliveries for this photo lab. But when I was 9, all of this changed.
I remember when I delivered the merchandise to one store in the First Avenue on 59th Street. I crossed the street, but I didn't see the one car is coming. And suddenly, this car hit me on my back.
Since then, my dad has been disabled, and he's home all the time. The pain he has is so bad sometimes that he can barely walk.
10, 11, 12 different bottles.
I try to help him out by giving him his medicine.
Sometimes I don't even know which one to give him because I'm so confused. I think it's this one. I'm gonna go see if my dad's still sleeping. It's 1:57. Last time I checked was probably around 1:30.
The thing about the medicine is that sometimes it makes him nauseous. It also makes him tired. It seems that the only time my mom and I have together is when we do some house cleaning over the weekend.
Where's the sponge?
It's my job to clean the hamster cage. Not only because I know I have to, but also because my dad is constantly reminding me to do it. I have to go to the garage and hose the cage down. It's the only way to get rid of the gunk that's stuck on it.
Do you think now that my mom has to work overtime, like, you don't spend enough time with her?
Yeah, because she come, eat, and go to sleep. I cannot talk to her. Sometimes she can see her daughter because her daughter is sleeping because next day need to go to the school. So many things have changed my family.
My dad and I used to do fun things together, like swimming at the beach. These days, he's always preoccupied or complaining about the same things.
Shame on these people, right? How do you say? Yep. Shame on them, right?
Shame on them.
One day, my dad and I were driving home, and he started talking about what seems to be his favorite subject, temporary disability parking permits.
When I was in the mall, yeah, all disabled parking was busy. Nobody used the play. The car play, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I can't take it anymore.
Look into your eyes!
And I turn the volume on my stereo all the way up. But they discovered a whole new way to get my attention. What you just heard was a doorbell. One day, when I wasn't home, my parents installed it in my room. I guess they thought the doorbell was the only way to get to me without them having to come upstairs. I've started to think that I shouldn't ignore them so much. I'm not the only one who's stressed around here.
You are 15 years old. You need to understand our position.
2 years ago, my parents worried about getting a loan and talked about it constantly. I never thought about it then, but recently, I've been trying to figure out why it was so hard.
What's your name?
My name is David Medina for Countrywide Home Loans.
I went to the guy who finally gave them the loan.
When you're on disability, you tend to make less income. And unfortunately, in order to apply for a loan, houses are so expensive that you need significant income to qualify.
I then spoke to Louis Burko.
I'm an attorney. Concentrate on workers' compensation claims, so people come to me when they've been injured.
He took up my dad's case.
The workers' compensation system is incapable of paying at a rate that is close to a living wage.
I was starting to understand what my dad had been talking about all this time.
Before, we have two salaries. Right now, only have one salary and a half.
Sometimes, I find myself wishing he could get better. Not only so he could work, but so he can be the way he used to be. The other day, I went with my dad to his doctor's appointment.
About my father's back.
Right.
Is he getting better or worse?
I think he's stationary, which means that he has progressed as far as he could, and I don't think it's going to be much improvement in the future.
When I heard the doctor say that, I felt kind of empty. It's as if, for 1 second, I put myself in my dad's shoes and realized how bad it must feel to stay that way forever.
Do you feel angry about not being able to work? Like, how do you feel emotionally?
Yeah, sometimes I feel angry because right now I am a disabled person. I need to use the disabled play. I can't go to upstairs because sometimes the stair.
My mom always tells me to be patient with my dad. I'm still learning. I'm trying to understand things from his point of view. The other night, my dad was so out of it from his medicine that in the morning, he had no idea I had showed him a test paper I did well on. I knew it wasn't because he didn't care, so that's why I didn't make a big deal out of it. My mom, the peacemaker, said I should not blame him.
We are like a team, right? So we have to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When one player is sick, the other one have to play.
I know our future will be kind of hard. We're worried because people at my mom's job are being laid off. And in 2 years, I'll have to go to college and my parents will be alone. I often feel like I'm being selfish because I look forward to having my own life. My family's not like the Camptons from the TV show Seventh Heaven. Their mom's always home and they hug all the time. We don't do that, but we know we love each other. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Christy Liu.